Now moving over again to item H.
Good evening.
We got another Joe.
Another Joe.
Another Joe, that's right. Let's see, what's going on here? Hang on, I had it. All right. Another Joe. My name is Joe Cimino. I'm the supervisor for the biological sampling program, and most especially for the benefit of our new member. VMRC's biological sampling program has been around since 1998, and it's our goal is to put a face on the landings of the fisheries. There's currently 14, well, it's currently a larger number. We've had a tile fishing grouper, but we've had 14 finfish that we've been doing our best to, when I say put a face on the landings, I mean to get biological samples that represent the catch of those fish. That's ideally both recreational and commercial. The way we do that commercially is we have three full-time technicians out in the field pretty much 5 days a week sampling at fish houses. There was a great need to fill in a data gap for the recreational fisheries. Other than a few annual tournaments that we worked, there were some species that just weren't seeing the level of collections needed. As I said, the target species for both programs have been evolving. For the Marine Sport Fish Collection Project, which has been in operation since 2007, the summer of 2007, I've put up the current list of species that are targeted. Tilefish and grouper have been fairly recently added. The newest for 2012 is spadefish, are back as a target species. One difference from when we originally added them, this is in order to rate a reward for the project, we're only looking at citation size spadefish, which is something that we did with bluefish earlier. Reason being, very small spadefish and bluefish are easily collected by our project, our by the sampling program in general, at a very small cost, whereas the reward program is having a T-shirt mailed out for each donation. So we've had to move that size up for those two species. As I said, the data gaps seem to be for most especially for those species where the primary fishery was the recreational fishery. Two great examples are cobia and tautog. Tautog, over 90% of our landings are typically from the recreational fishery, and there was very few opportunities for our program to get those collections. Tog was added to the Marine Sport Fish Collection Project in its second year, and its first full year in 2008. Before you, I have two graphs that it's hard to stress just how important the Sport Fish Collection Project has been. All that you see here, the plots here, are all data just from the Sport Fish Collection Project, and indeed it would have been pretty much all of our collections. We've been working at least one annual cobia fishing tournament since the late 90s, but even working those tournaments, there were some years where we were under half a dozen samples. Cobia has been collected through this project since its inception. We're averaging about 100 samples a year. And that's true through 2011, hopefully for 2012 as well. You'll see some fish out in 13, 14 years. We've recently participated in a workshop. Cobia is going through a 2012 stock assessment through the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council. These are some of the oldest ages that they are seeing, not only on the Atlantic coast, but in the Gulf. The Gulf doesn't have any fish aged over 12 years of age. So this data set is important to the stock in general. It's one of only two data sets that are ongoing for the South Atlantic. One of the reasons being is this, the cobia stock is actually going to be split at the Georgia-Florida border. So all data collected in Florida is moving towards an assessment only for the Gulf stock. So that cut off a lot of the South Atlantic data that's available, and Virginia's data became all that much more important with this upcoming assessment. With TOG, it's a similar situation in that we weren't getting the recreational samples prior to the sport fish collection project, and they were sorely needed. As I said, this is a fishery that's averaging about 90% of the overall landings. To date, the sport fish collection project has over 3,000 donations. There's been over 1,100 individual angler donations. Excuse me, I'll have to... you have an updated budget in your proposal. Unfortunately, I didn't get that in the slide. So, do you have any questions?
Joe, how are anglers participate or recruited to provide these samples? Is it just by virtue of the freezers being at that location?
Well, as we've talked about, piggybacking with the Saltwater Journal, all that advertisement has been done in tandem. So that's it's promoted at the state fair. It's on the radio. It's at the anglers clubs when we're there, and then we've had posters made up for the sites that are actually hosting freezers, which is. Also been evolving. So, and it does grow by word of mouth. In fact, I have a printout from ASMFC's Weak Fish Technical Committee that pointed out such a freezer collection project may work for other species, and specifically the issue with weak fish is landings are. So minuscule for the species now that the small recreational landings that exist, there's a coast-wide there's a one fish bag limit, but it's becoming incredibly difficult to intercept those recreational trips where these one fish are coming in, and it was actually brought up by ASMFC staff that Virginia has had a great deal of luck with this freezer collection project, and that may be a way forward for anglers in other states with something like weak fish.
Any other questions for Joe? Thank you, Joe.